Hi everyone, this is Robin Heppel from FuneralFutures.com on behalf of the Funeral Gurus. I just wanted to pass on my thanks to all of you, the visitors, to the Funeral Gurus. 2007 marked the birth of this website with the purpose of sharing information amongst funeral professionals. In 6 months, we have conducted over 80 interviews and had over 1,500 unique visitors. 2008 is going to be a great year for Funeral Gurus and also for funeral service as a whole. We're going to be present at least 6 funeral conventions throughout the United States and Canada, as well as conducting many telephone interviews. 2008 is also going to see the release of a number of internet-based products and services from FuneralFutures.com. These tools have been created to assist funeral directors with their online marketing efforts and lead generation. For example, we're going to be launching an email marketing program that will give you unlimited e-newsletters, online surveys, plus follow-up messages to communicate to and build loyalty with your community. And also, this program will include stock newsletter content in a variety of topic areas. FuneralFutures.com will also feature a series of interviews with successful internet entrepreneurs interpreted for the funeral industry. I am also looking for funeral professionals to interview for 2008, so if you'd like to share your thoughts on a certain topic, or ask questions on how to improve your funeral operations, please contact me at robin@funeralfuturist.com or call the comment line at 206-888-2949. Although I stated earlier the purpose of the Funeral Gurus and that we have been only live since the summer of 2007, people have asked me why and when did the idea of the Funeral Gurus happen? Well, the why is that I am passionate about us as funeral professionals sharing our story and not having our story be solely told by outsiders and critics. Also, I believe that the internet levels the playing field and gives everyone a voice. The when dates back to 2003 when I was working at McCall's in Victoria, and one of my roles was looking after and promoting our website. I had placed a small filler ad on the obit page in the local newspaper that simply stated, "For grief resources and articles, visit www.mccallbrothers.com. This is a great example of using inexpensive offline marketing to drive traffic to your website. And for McCall's, it did more than that. It landed an interview with a local radio station. As you will hear near the beginning of the interview, the idea of the Funeral Guru's name was basically handed to me. Here is the interview. Enjoy.
Well, the internet has swept into almost every aspect of our lives. How now the net may be the vehicle to help our friends and loved ones after we die. A Funeral Island Funeral, a Vancouver Island Funeral Home is offering special high-tech services online. Rob Heppel is a funeral consultant and the internet guru at McCall Brothers Funeral Homes here in Victoria. He's walked around the corner and is on the in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
You know, the internet is a pretty non-traditional tool for funeral directors. What causes them to go there? What opportunities does it present?
It's just an area of the market that we need to look after. Even though, you know, we are a traditional business, there are some people out there, and that market is always growing of internet users.
So what can the internet do for a funeral parlor?
Well, besides being basically an online brochure, which we've had our site up since 1996. Over the past 6 months, we've changed it now into more of an interactive site. And some of the services that are on our site include online obituaries, where the person's obituary notice can be posted for a couple of weeks or longer instead of just a couple of days in the newspaper. Plus, we can include photographs. Also, people can send condolences. So instead of having to buy a card, put a stamp on it, mail it to the family, people can log on to the site and send a condolence to the family, and we get quite a few. And it's always a special treat for the family. They're always very impressed that we hand these over to them after the service.
Yeah, I was poking around the site this morning and noticed that Trev Dealey's service was handled through McCall Brothers, and there's some great photos of Trev, and I'm sure that there are Harley Davidson owners who'd love to send a message somehow, and I guess that provides an opportunity.
Yes, it does. Actually, with in Trev's case, we sent his obituary notice to the Times Colonist, Vancouver Sun, the Globe and Mail, and with that in the obituary notices, we tell the readers that they can send condolences at macawbrothers.com. And we've had over 75 tributes sent back to the Dealey family. And actually, both Harley Davidson in Milwaukee and Trev's site in Vancouver, his motorcycle shop, put links from their site to the McCall site. So our internet traffic skyrocketed during that period of time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people weren't able to come out to his celebration that they had at his museum in Richmond, but they were able to somehow participate by looking at the pictures, as you said, and reading his obituary notice.
Yeah. Now, that's dealing with the departed, but what about those who are left behind? What kind of resources are? I noticed that there are sort of grief resources and that sort of thing.
That's right. With Dr. Alan Wolfelt, who's a world-renowned grief counselor and educator, we have a special module within our site that lists all of his articles, and I believe there's 27 different articles that he has that hopefully will help visitors, you know, with dealing with their own grief or helping someone else with who's going through that, whether it be a child, a spouse, friend. Also, there's other resources if someone wants to how to write an obituary notice or how to create a meaningful funeral service.
How to write a eulogy? That is without a doubt the toughest thing, because you don't want to leave anything out, and yet you want it. It's sort of the last word.
That's right, and you only get one shot at it. So
yep.
It's great. What he's put together is a great resource for people who can who visit the site and make use of that.
Is this the wave of the future for funerals?
I don't. It's just one part of the services. We're hopefully, you know, we're a people service, and that's why people come to funeral homes and request our assistance. But this is just an extension, and to a point where we're soon going to be able to offer funeral broadcasting, so people who don't live in Victoria or who can't attend a service
can actually watch it streamed.
They could watch it online.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, all you need now is a link to heaven or the other place, depending on which way it goes, and you'll have the full service. Thank you very much for this.
Oh, you're welcome, David.
Rob Heppel's a funeral consultant with McCall Brothers in Victoria. You can learn more online at www.mccallbrothers.com.
I hope you enjoyed the interview. Once again, thanks for visiting the Funeral Gurus. I would love to hear from you. So if you have any questions of me or comments or suggestions for the website, email me at robin@funeralfuturist.com or call the comment line at 206-888-2949. Have a great 2008.